Hi. This is Dr. Robert Castrol dictating a independent medical examination report. This is my third attempt to dictate this report, and I keep getting a repetitive sound that usually means it's out of tape or whatever it is that you use. So anyway, hopefully I'll be able to complete it. This is regarding patient Keith Langan, L-A-N-G-A-N. Past medical history is remarkable for hypertension and obstructive sleep apnea. Use it, he uses CPAP. He also suffers from asthma and takes albuterol and Symbicort. Current medications include metoprolol, succinate ER 25 milligrams daily, amlodipine, vesalate 10 milligrams daily, rosuvastatin, calcium 5 milligrams daily, tamsulosin, HCL 0.4 milligrams daily. Farziga 10 milligrams daily for renal insufficiency. The albuterol and Symbicort, as mentioned above. Psychiatric medications include zolpidem tartrate, 10 milligrams HSPRN, mirtazapine, 7.5 milligrams at bedtime, Lunesta, 2 to 3 milligrams HSPRN, and trazodone, 150 milligrams HS, and bupropion, XL, 300 milligrams daily. And duloxetine, ER 30 milligrams 3 daily, and clonazepam 0.5 milligrams 3 times a day, PRN. Hydrocodone, 7.5 milligrams TID, New paragraph, mental status examination. Elderly white male, pleasant and cooperative. Speech normal in rate and rhythm. Grooming satisfactorily. Grooming satisfactory. A normal eye contact. Mood depressed. Affect mostly sad, but capable of smiling. No thought disorder noted. No delusional thinking noted. Patient alert and oriented times 3. Able to attend to the interview. He had difficulty walking and required a cane. Immediate, recent, and remote memories were grossly intact. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Major depressive disorder. Severe with anhedonia and low energy. 2, PTSD. And 3, chronic pain syndrome. Patient should continue to see a nurse practitioner or psychiatrist to prescribe medications, period. I would suggest, since antidepressants have not worked so far, I would suggest a trial of antidepressants that are approved for bipolar depression, even though the patient does not meet the full criteria for bipolar depression. It's possible that one of these might work. I would suggest starting with Vraylar 1.5 milligrams HS. Alternative medications are Latuda and Caplyta. He could also benefit from trials of stimulant medications such as dextroamphetamine or methylphenidate, or possibly modafinil. He often argues with his wife, and so he could benefit from some marital therapy, although maybe this could be incorporated into his therapy with Dr. Rubin, In order to increase his mobility, I would recommend that he be provided with an electric wheelchair. This would increase his ability to engage in activities outside the home, which should improve his mood, Another important consideration would be a service dog, since he expressed a desire to have a dog. This might draw him out of his isolation. I would recommend a Labrador Retriever for this purpose. A new paragraph. Questions, : One, causally related diagnoses. This would be a major depressive disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder. The insomnia is likely causally related to his to his injuries. Three, pre-existing injuries, apparently none. Four, maximum medical improvement, from a psychiatric point of view, I feel that he has not reached maximum medical improvement, since there are other medication trials from which he might benefit. as described above. Additionally, a service dog could be rather a service dog and a electric wheelchair could be very helpful in drawing him out of his isolation and depression. In particular, he needs to be to continue treatment with Ms. Tita. At least monthly for 6 months. And treatment weekly by Dr. Rubin for 6 months. The treatment with Dr. Rubin should also include some marital sessions. 6 period, causally related medical degree of disability resulting from his two work injuries, period. The psychiatric disability is still 100%. Period. Seven period. Returning to work at full duty. ? The answer here is no, because of the severity of his depression and of his post-traumatic stress disorder. 8. Can the claimant work at light duty? The answer here is also no, as he would not be able to maintain attendance at any job in his current condition. 9. Restrictions for the work injury, He really needs to avoid stress and reminders of his injury, which would bring out more symptoms of his post-traumatic stress disorder. 10. Subsequent injuries, the patient denied any subsequent injuries, period. 11. Use of assistive devices for ambulation, the patient was limping and used a cane. He should be provided with an electric wheelchair to increase his mobility. This has been Robert Castrol, MD, dictating a report of independent medical examination on patient Keith Langan. Thank you.